A woman called a popular FM radio station to complain about the service she had received from Limousine Service A. The limo had broken down, the company refused to correct the problem, which ruined her evening, and was giving her the runaround about refunding her money. The DJ proceeded to get the manager of Limo Service A on the phone to see if he could correct the situation. On the air, the manager of Limo Service A proceeded to be rude and evasive, refusing to do anything at all to resolve the problem. Upon hearing this, the manager of Limo Service B, who is an ingenious opportunist, seized the opportunity. He called in, went on the air, and offered the woman a free evening of limo service with a complimentary bottle of champagne. He said he wanted to help solve the woman's problem and demonstrate that not all limo services were unscrupulous. He was friendly, helpful, and ready to serve. For the remainder of the show, the DJ kept talking about how wonderful Limo Service B was. This savvy marketer generated over an hour's worth of free coverage on a major radio station that appeals directly to his target audience. And how did he do this? By solving a problem, helping his prospect achieve an important goal, and giving away something for free. An ingenious use of an opportunity as it happened. You too can become an ingenious opportunist. Try this little exercise. For the next 3 days, read your newspaper and listen to the radio. Pick out at least 3 opportunities each day that you can turn into publicity for your product. Once you've been bitten by the bug, you'll start to see opportunities all over the place. One last thing. Start a swipe file of ingenious promotions. Every time you hear of something that someone else has done to effectively promote their company, jot it down in your swipe file. This will get your creative juices flowing and give you an ongoing source of inspiration. Key secret number 6, piggybacking. How to pyramid the publicity you get into immense sales. And key secret number 4, I showed you how to generate waves of publicity by running your campaign in phases. That is, starting out locally and progressing to national exposure. Key secret number 6 takes advantage of a similar concept as it relates to your advertising. Here, I'll show you how to marry your publicity efforts to your advertising for maximum results. I call this technique piggybacking. The object of piggybacking is to use your publicity to fortify your advertising campaign. Here are 4 piggyback techniques you should try. 1. Reprint your publicity and include it in mailings to your customers. This can be an entire article or a sheet with excerpts from your best coverage. Always be sure to prominently include the name of your media sources and use their logo whenever you can. 2. Have one or more of your most favorable pieces blown up to poster size and display it prominently in your place of business. This is especially successful if you place it in a waiting or lounging area. 3. When you get a large response to a publicity piece, advertise in the media that gave you coverage. This is just plain common sense. Whenever you identify a vein of gold, work it. Don't advertise in the issue where you get free coverage. Run your ad in the following issue so you make 2 successive impressions on your prospective customers. And always quote from your favorable coverage in your ad. 4. Quote from your publicity in your advertising. As seen on TV, as seen on national television, or here's what Jane Jones of the Daily Blurb said about our money-saving Wham Blasters. Use statements like these to lend believability to your advertising. These 4 techniques piggyback the credibility and believability you've garnered from your publicity onto your advertising. Use them for maximum impact. Key secret number 7, tap into the immense power of community services. Working with your local community service group is an exceptional way to win loads of publicity for your business. In general, these types of promotions work best for retail businesses, but with a little creativity, they can be adapted to nearly any type of business. I'm going to show you 2 valuable techniques for working with local charities and community groups. Although these techniques are quite different, they both share a similar quality. They're both active promotion. By this, I mean that the object of them is to actively bring a new flow of customers into your business. This is quite different than how you've probably handled your community involvement programs in the past. Usually, companies use passive techniques like donating a product to be auctioned off or to be used as a door prize. This really doesn't earn you much exposure at all, and it probably brings in few, if any, new customers. When you use a passive technique, here's what happens. A few people hear your company name, but they're really paying attention to the gift itself, and nobody leaves with any information about your product or company. That's all about to change. The techniques I'm going to show you are specifically designed to help charitable organizations by getting people to come into your place of business to collect their reward. The first technique takes a lot of planning and effort, so you'll only want to do this once or twice a year. Let's say the Boy Scouts contact you to help raise money to send needy kids to summer camp. Instead of a donation, recommend that you provide them with a means of raising even more money. What you're going to do is sponsor a Boy Scout Day at your business. Here's how it works. You donate 50% of all your profits, notice I said profits, not daily receipts, to the Boy Scouts. Their job is to get as many people as possible into your place of business on that day. The more people that come in, the more money they'll make. You'll promote the event also, but it's their effort that will really boost your traffic. Okay, there's only one thing missing to get the maximum mileage out of this promotion. Can you guess what it is? That's right, it's your piggyback. Here's how you work your piggyback to increase your chances of converting these new customers to repeat customers. You give every customer a thank you coupon courtesy of the Boy Scouts. As their way of thanking these good folks for helping them raise money, the Boy Scouts give every customer a coupon good for a discount the next time they visit your place of business. You'll profit from the extra business as well as standing a good chance of gaining more repeat business. The second technique is much less time consuming, so it can be carried out on an ongoing basis. I call this technique the incentive donation because your donation is used as an incentive to sell whatever the charitable group is offering. For example, let's say you own an ice cream shop. Your local Girl Scout chapter is having a raffle to raise funds. They want you to donate 3 ice creams to be served at the raffle. In exchange, they'll give your business a plug at their event. Hold on. Does this do anything to actually get people into your store? Are you getting any true benefit from this at all? Not a chance. What you're doing is as close to making a cash donation as you can get. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if making a cash donation is your true intention. Just be clear about what you're doing and about how little you'll actually gain. Here's how you help the Girl Scouts and help yourself. You have the Girl Scouts print your message on the back of the raffle ticket. The back of the ticket bears a coupon that entitles the holder to 50 cents off your double dip cone, which ordinarily sells for $1.85. Now, the Girl Scouts can use this as a promotional angle to sell more tickets. They tell prospective customers that a ticket costs $1, and they get 50 cents back when they buy your ice cream. The Girl Scouts win, the ticket buyers win, and you win. So far, so good, but we're not quite through here. Now that you're fast becoming a savvy marketer, I probably don't have to tell you that you have one more chance to piggyback this opportunity. You're going to seize this opportunity to get yourself some media coverage. You do this by sending a news release to all of the appropriate media. And since you capitalize on every available opportunity, you make sure that the news release is printed on the community organization stationery. Just another example of tapping into the power of community services. Key secret number 8, become a numbers addict. If you walk away with nothing else from this chapter, I hope you'll remember this. Measuring the results and applying the knowledge you've gained from this to your publicity will increase your success rate exponentially. The truth is, marketing is primarily a science with just dabs of art applied here and there. No kidding. The science of planning and carrying out your plan, followed by the science of measuring and applying your results, will bear more fruit than any creative fix you can think of. Here's what's needed to successfully capture all of the invaluable information you'll need. You have to start thinking of every publicity piece you place as direct marketing. It's absolutely essential to include a key code with everything you send out in every piece of coverage you get. I know, I can hear you groaning now about how tedious it is to key 600 news releases. That's true. It does require some effort. But that effort will pay off big once you begin to track your response to see which media sources provide the best results. You've got the ammunition you need to drive your future publicity and advertising campaign. This market intelligence will help you target the golden areas where your most lucrative profits are. So key everything you generate with a special box number, department, or suite. If you don't, you're throwing away money. Ingenious ideas you can use to start cashing in on free publicity today. All right, you've learned the 8 key secrets that will give your publicity campaigns a real shot in the arm. But we're not through yet. What follows is a wealth of ingenious ideas you can use right away to generate tons of valuable coverage. Donate samples of your product to prominent public figures. If you get a response, which is quite likely with members of Congress and the Senate, publicize it. The media loves news involving prominent people. Sponsor a contest. Restaurants can give away a dinner for four to the winner of a worst recipe contest. Travel agencies can sponsor a weekend getaway. And your business can easily come up with its own unique contest ideas to use for publicity. Sponsor an award. This is especially useful for service companies and book publishers. But since it can be serious or frivolous, nearly any business should be able to take advantage of this technique. Cater to your local media. Local editors and producers love hometown success stories. Since most media sources belong to national wire services or syndicates, it's also possible that this could snowball into national coverage. Send your news releases to the national wire services. Associated Press and United Press International are handled through regional offices. Call information to get the phone numbers for your city. Then, call and get the appropriate names and addresses for sending your news release. Become known as a quotable expert. Once you've received coverage, be sure to let your media contact know that you're available for quotes at any time. Inform them of any other areas related to your product that you're an expert on. This saves your media source valuable time when they're in a crunch for quotable information. Send thank you notes whenever you receive coverage. Few people follow this common courtesy. Editors and producers are human and appreciate being treated courteously. To create news, tie into holidays, special events, current events, and popular trends. For example, two-income families are a trend that many products and services are being developed for. These products are naturals for generating news for parenting magazines, lifestyle sections of newspapers, and productivity sections of executive-oriented publications. Here's a gem you should know about and use regularly. Chase's annual events list thousands of holidays and special events that you can tie your publicity to. Just thumbing through it will produce a wealth of valuable ideas. You can find it in your public library or order it from Contemporary Books, 180 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60601. Trade journals publish news of conferences, conventions, seminars, and staff promotions. Use these to get free visibility for your business. Donate your products or services to a charitable event. Then send a news release to let the media know you've done so. Charity events are traditionally given ample coverage by the media. You can help worthy causes and get valuable publicity at the same time. Offer something for free whenever possible. I know I've talked about this many times before, but it's worth repeating. If your product is right for a media source, a free offering is almost too juicy for an editor or station manager to pass up. This technique is my personal favorite because it works so well. In fact, I never put out a news release for my own business without offering something for free. Trade shows and industry conferences are perfect for passing out flyers about your product. And savvy marketer that you are, your flyers always include a free offer to get the maximum response now, and a key code to allow you to track and measure that response. Sterling's can't miss formula for winning free coverage from your most highly coveted media sources. What would you give to get free coverage in the 10 most important media sources for your product? A lot, I'll bet. Well, start sending me those Ferraris and lewd propositions now. Just kidding, because I'm going to show you how to do precisely that. Here's my can't miss formula. Select the top 15 media sources you'd like to see feature your product. Send each of these sources a news release, along with a single sheet of your press clippings when you have them, once a month, every month for the next 12 months. After your third mailing, call those sources who haven't yet given you coverage. Ask them what you need to do to make your information more appropriate for their audience. The key words here are your information, not your product. Use what they tell you to modify your campaign accordingly. Keep mailing every month and follow up with a phone call every 3 months. Within a year, your persistence should pay off. You should easily win coverage from at least 10 of these crucial sources on your list. Conclusion. You've just completed your first step on the journey to becoming a highly successful publicist. You've discovered the 8 key secrets that you can use to start boosting your publicity success immediately. I've also given you a variety of ideas you can use for publicizing your business. And you now know how simple it is to generate the kind of publicity you need from your most crucial sources. I hope you'll put what you've learned into action starting now, because information is just information until you give it some action. It's action that really produces results. And what I've shown you here are dozens of opportunities to take action. If you don't take action, the results are predictable. The same old weak hit and miss results that most companies settle for. Don't let that happen to you. You now know how easy it really is to generate consistent, high-quality publicity. Go out and do it. Do it for the sake of your business. And do it for the sake of the people whose lives will be made better from having used your product or service. Section 5, Advanced Techniques for Turning Your Business into a Powerful, High-Profit Marketing Machine. Chapter 17, The Yellow Pages Clinic, How to Strike Gold with Your Yellow Pages Advertising. If you've ever run a Yellow Pages ad, you know that it usually amounts to nothing more than spinning your wheel. You pay your fee for a full year, your ad runs, you get your hopes up, and the results you get are meager at best. We're going to put an end to that once and for all. In this chapter, I'm going to show you precisely why nearly every Yellow Pages ad fails to generate any substantial amount of new business. Then, I'll show you how you can turn this dismal situation around completely by creating Yellow Pages ads that will bring in a flood of new customers. Why 99% of all Yellow Pages ads fail miserably. Play out an imaginary scene with me for a minute. Let's say you were to discover tomorrow that you needed critical heart surgery. What would you do? Most likely, you'd go out and find the finest heart surgeon available to perform your operation. Who cares if his fee could make the down payment on a Beverly Hills mansion? This is your life that's at stake. Now, let me ask you a question about this vital surgery. The time has come for your surgery to be performed. You're lying in your hospital bed getting prepped for surgery when your surgeon's receptionist walks into your room. You're informed that the surgeon only performs the initial consultation, and then the receptionist will be performing the actual surgery. What do you do? I'll tell you what you do. You get the heck out of there as fast as you can. There's no way that you're going to allow that receptionist to come anywhere near you. There's no way that you're going to even consider entrusting something so important to a rank amateur. Yet that type of poor decision-making, entrusting your Yellow Pages advertising to a rank amateur, is precisely why so many Yellow Pages ads are complete flaws. 99% of all businesses let the Yellow Pages company write their ads for them. Or, if they write their own ads, they pattern it after all the losing ads they've seen in the Yellow Pages. Look, my friend, the people who write ads down at the Yellow Pages company are clerks. They don't have an inkling of understanding of how to create ads that get results. I'm not criticizing these people, it's just a fact of life. Pick up your Yellow Pages right now. Some through 10 pages. How many of the ads say anything different than all the others? I'll bet you it's a big fat zero. Nearly every Yellow Pages ad you see is nothing more than the company's name and a laundry list of services they offer. These ads all look the same, sound the same, and feel the same. Dead, dead, dead. Because these business owners foolishly chose to let the Yellow Pages clerk write their ads for them. And why did they let some clerk write their ad? Because it was free. If you think about this for a second, it absolutely defies common sense. You make a commitment to spend a lot of money to advertise for a full year, and then you decide to pinch a few pennies by letting a clerk write your ad. Do you realize what you're doing? You're guaranteeing that you'll lose that big chunk of money you've just invested. This is not what ingenious marketing is all about. How to make sure your Yellow Pages ads are phenomenally successful. Fortunately, correcting this problem is exceptionally easy. First, you have to understand your prospect's frame of mind when they use the Yellow Pages. Once you've done this, you need to satisfy the needs created by this frame of mind. To do that, all it takes is 6 simple steps. Let's start by analyzing your prospect's frame of mind. When a prospect opens up a Yellow Pages directory, you can be sure of 3 things. 1, that prospect has already made the decision to buy. 2, that prospect has not made the decision who to buy from. 3, that prospect is looking for a reason why your company should be the company they buy from. That is precisely the frame of mind your customer is in when they open up their Yellow Pages. Now, let's do a little down and dirty research that will conclusively show us which factors influence your customer's decision. In order to do this research, we need to talk to a typical customer. So let's pick a consumer at random. Our lucky research subject is you. This research is a snap. All you need to do is think about how you go about choosing a company to do business with when you use the Yellow Pages. And I'll be frank with you, it won't take much to reach your research conclusion because the typical ads in your Yellow Pages are so mundane, it leaves us very little to work with. Here's how your decision-making process unfolds. You've decided that you simply can't live another day without a Wham Blaster. All your friends have them. They've had them for years, and you feel life is passing you by without a Wham Blaster of your own. So you open the Yellow Pages to look up Wham Blaster dealers. Being an extremely popular item, you find there are 27 Wham Blaster dealers who have display ads. You sift through them trying to determine which dealer would suit you best. The problem is, every ad says virtually the same thing. Large selection, wide variety of colors, full range of sizes, low prices, and so on. So what do you do? you end up picking the dealer closest to your house. Why? Because there's absolutely nothing to differentiate one dealer from the other. And there certainly isn't any customer-oriented information that will persuade you to do business with the ABC company rather than XYZ Inc. So your decision is made by default, not by the influence of some pertinent information that may have been helpful or beneficial to you. The six components of a powerful, effective Yellow Pages ad. So far, we've talked about what doesn't work and exactly why it doesn't work. Now it's time to move on to the fun part, finding out exactly what you need to do to craft a Yellow Pages ad that will leave your competitors sucking your dust. As I mentioned earlier, there are six simple steps to creating a Yellow Pages ad with real drawing power. First, I'm going to list these six steps, then I'll cover each in detail. 1. Your Yellow Pages ad must have a headline. 2. Your ad should inform and educate your prospective customers. 3. Give your ad a personal feel. Put an end to cold, impersonal listing. 4. Give your prospects a compelling reason why they should choose your company over all your competitors. 5. If possible, offer something for free in your ad. 6. Make your ad look different than all of your competitors' ads. Onward and upward, let's take a look at how to successfully implement each of these six simple steps. 1. Your Yellow Pages ad must have a headline. All ads must have headlines, and a Yellow Pages ad is no different. This one adjustment alone will elevate your ad far above the competition. Almost every ad you see in the Yellow Pages has no headline at all or uses the company name as its headline. This is egocentric advertising at its worst. How could you possibly presume that customers will flock to your business just because you've emblazoned your company name across the top of your ad? A good headline literally screams out a powerful benefit that the customer gets by doing business with you. If your ad carries such a headline, you'll be miles ahead of the game. 2. Your ad should inform and educate your prospective customers. By giving customers the information they need to make an informed decision, you build credibility. Showing that you put your customers' interests first demonstrates that you understand their needs and you'll strive to meet their needs. In a few minutes, I'll be giving you sample ads that show you precisely what to do to properly inform your prospective customers. 3. Give your ad a personal feel. Put an end to cold, impersonal listings. By writing your ad from the customer's point of view, you'll make it far more personal and accessible. Just listing the product lines you offer and giving your address results in a flat, cold ad. Educating your customers and showing them what they get by doing business with you adds the personal touch you're looking for. And a personal touch is vital in getting customers to respond to your ad. People want to be treated like human beings, not like robots. I'll let you in on a major marketing secret. People are dying for a little personal contact. Businesses today are so formal and regimented, all you have to do is show a little concern for your customers, and they'll beat your doors down.